you live from WPNY Equestria. Tonight is Heartwarming Eve, also known as Christmas Eve to our human friends tuning into this special broadcast tonight. The Wendigos are howling outside, and you can hardly see your own hooves out there. But don't you worry, Colts and Fillies. The spirit of Heartwarming Eve assures us that the storm is only temporary. The Pegasi Weather Brigade predict this blizzard will continue until sometime early morning, and citizens are highly encouraged to remain in their place of residence, preferably with a rousing fire and a cup of hot cocoa. For those brave souls who dare travel this frigid night, I offer you the warmth of friendship and this new twist on a familiar song from Lou Brody. We share this holiday of heartwarming with our human friends, though they give it a different name, Christmas. In an effort to better understand this holiday, WPNY has invited Dr. Fireside Chat from the Royal Equestrian Academy to give a special presentation of The Story of Christmas.
Thank you, Tickertape. The story of Christmas takes place in a land far away, from a time long past. It's not the story of an epic quest or the founding of a great nation, but rather the birth of a child. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee into Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go into Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they went out and spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all of those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all of these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
And thus the story draws to a close. The birth of a king, a savior, the unlikely hero. It is such a strange story, but then again, it is only the beginning. It is a story that contains hope, and like the bonds of friendship that formed Equestria, this hope had lit a fire in people's hearts. I hope that we may never forget it. Happy heartswarming,
and Merry Christmas to one and all.